Hey, welcome to this session and the messy intersection of faith, family, and business. Everyone we're talking to right now is navigating how to make decisions in the midst of now, like what's going on, what's the future going to behold. And really, there is so much uncertainty and unrest. And the core thing that we're hearing God say again and again and again is, who is your source of supply? The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the outcome is from the Lord. And right now, we are getting feedback. I'm getting feedback. If I'm waking up in the night freaking out, that's saying that my source of supply is myself compared to if my trust and hope is in God. I'm going to walk you through a story of what we faced, what God's speaking to us about, and how you can navigate the same wherever you are and just get victory regardless of what you are facing. So here's the first thing. A couple of days ago, one of our team members, Debbie, woke at 2 a.m. in the morning and woke up, and instantly she's got coming through her head the scripture, Matthew 4:4, which says, where Jesus is saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We got our team meeting the following day, and I led out with God speaking to me about who is my source of supply. And I brought up the same scripture, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And also where Jesus said, this is how to pray, give us this day our daily bread. So this theme of bread, it's what sustains me. It's for now. But the situation is, many of you, just like us, and feel like your business is being burned or someone's setting it on fire metaphorically. Some it's real. And there's challenges all around. For us, we've, you know, events. We are hoping to have some events in the near future, but we can't control some of that. That's burned an income stream. We've got an online platform that's been through some crazy things, and that's burned an income stream for a period. We're having to pivot and adjust, but all of these things are getting shaken. The core of it, who is my source? So here's a story. A few years ago, I was working with a business. It's a global company in the tech space, and I was their USA director, and it was an income equity situation. So we're walking through this. God has been speaking to us personally about a house. And so we had a house, it was fine, we were grateful. But in working with this company, they're saying, look, we don't have cash to pay you, but we're gonna help you get into your dream house. And so they're saying this again and again, and it was really exciting. And we were like, okay, nothing really going on. And then we started to seriously look. It caused us to lift our eyes and believe for something that we hadn't been looking for before. That's like you. When you get engaged with God in your work, you start to believe more. Your faith is expanded. You start to dream for what is possible. You step out, take risks. And now you're at a higher stake in the game. It's like, okay, if this doesn't work out, what are you going to do? So this company ends up sending me a letter confirming finance so I could go to real estate companies and say, no, we're legit. We might have this tiny house now, but no, this is what we've got coming. So we go through. It takes us a year and a half, and we finally find this home. And this home is just, it meets all of our desires, all of the things on my family's heart. I remember parking on the outside, on the side of the street, and just my wife and I sitting in the vehicle and feeling the peace and the pleasure of God. I'm like, wow, is this what you have spoken? So we go from there knowing, okay, this is the house. We're now going to enter into negotiations, knowing that this is so far outside of our own ability, but we've got this company that said they're going to do this and this and this, and it's going to provide for what we need. So I get to this situation. We reach out to this company, say, here we go, let's do this. And we get word from them at the same time that one of the partners has been lying about what's going on and has actually taken a significant amount of money from the company. They're not where they thought they were, and there's zero ability for them to provide. I'm like, what? What's going on? This is raised my expectation. It's aligned with what God say. It's the provision I thought God was sending, and it's just gone to zero. What do I do? What do I do when I'm faced with impossible all around? There's no way for us to move forward do I just let it go? Do I stop? Have I missed something? Have I misheard? For me, it's like, okay, I got to get before God. I got to hear what he's saying. And I remember going to the prayer house at Bethel. There's literally like a prayer house, and there's a little pond outside they call the Pool of Bethesda. And if you know the story of the Pool of Bethesda, it's John 5. It tells this story of these series of cripples and lepers were around the pool. And whenever an angel would touch the water, it would ripple. And the first person that would get in the water would get supernaturally healed. That's a cool story. So this prayer house in this beautiful environment, I'm like, God, what's going on? Like, we can't do it. We can't move forward. Do we hear wrong? And I get reminded of the story of the Pool of Bethesda, and I start to read it. And it's this cripple that's been there for 38 years. And Jesus walks up to him. Jesus is healing. Jesus is provision. Jesus is everything that he needs. And he walks up to this man and says, what do you want? Now, if I'm looking at that, I'm like, it's kind of obvious. Like, the guy's a cripple. And so the amazing thing in the story is the man doesn't even say what he wants. He just says this: I can't. There is no one to carry me. Those words jumped off at the page at me, because I was saying, God, we can't move forward. Like, there is no one to carry me. Carry is a financial term for provision. There is no bank that will find us. Finance us. There is no company that has the money to do this. And I don't know any other way. Our income doesn't sustain this. So there's no one to carry me. It's like Jesus was walking to me and saying, Andy, what do you want? And I jumped straight to an excuse, but there's no one to carry me. But there's COVID, there's a pandemic, there's an economic crisis, there's a wilderness of finance, there's all of these reasons. We start with the reasons rather than saying, I want to be made well. I want to provide for my family. I want this situation. Now, here's the amazing thing. God, Jesus, in that situation, doesn't say, okay, you lose. I'm going to turn to someone that does know what they want. His grace is extended. His care for this man is extended. And he just simply says, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. This man's saying, I can't do anything. There's no one to carry me. I'm powerless. I've lost hope from getting through this situation. Jesus says, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. What's the point? This man has not stood on his legs for 38 years. There is no strength in his ability to stand on his own. But when the word of God comes, man shall not live by bread alone, by muscles alone, by strength alone, but by every word that comes from God. When his word comes to you, it empowers you to stand where for decades beforehand you couldn't stand. And it's like there's a power that comes in. He stands up, number two, picks up his mat, and he begins to walk. And God speaks to me. I'm faced with this impossible situation. I've walked down the situation because of the word of God and because my friends and this business is going to provide. Failed, failed, failed. But God is saying, Andy, they are not your source of supply. I am. Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Stop looking to other people to rescue you, to provide for you. I am your source of supply. Stand up means this: is own it. Put weight on something you haven't put weight before. Actually make a declaration. Be bold and courageous and confident. Don't be tentative or hesitant, but actually put weight on something where you feel uncertain, unrest, insecure. Just stand in that. So that was the first thing. Say, okay, Jesus, we want this house. We're believing for this house, or we're going to go after this house. Number two is pick up your mat. That is what is already in your hand. What is around you within your reach that you can take a hold of and move forward? Not what you don't have, but what you do have. Take stock of what you do have. This crippled man, all he had was this mat. That was what he was sleeping on. But he picked up his mat and walked. For us, we had a house. So we sold our house, and it sold like in one weekend. It was crazy how fast things suddenly moved. And then number three, and walk. So take that day by day, step by step. I don't know about you, but I love it when God just does something just out of the blue, surprises, and just takes care of things. Water out of a rock, Red Sea opening up. God just sends a check in the mail. God just heals your body. Those are awesome. But in this situation, he's saying, walk day by day. He instructs you in what you should do. And I'm like, okay, what do I do today? I want to think about what do I do 3 months from now? But he's saying, no, I will give you the instruction that you need for today. Walk day by day. So literally, we would take step by step. We sold a house that released a deposit, and I've still got no finance, but now I'm entering into negotiations with the owner and seller of this house. And he's saying, okay, if you're serious about this, I want an $80,000 non-refundable deposit. I'm not going to lend you the money, but I will rent it to you for 12 months. And if you don't come up with the full proceeds in that time, you lose your deposit and you lose the house. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this God or not? If this is not, it's the most expensive rental property in the history of my life and anybody that I know. If it is God, this is going to work out fine. Stand up, pick out my mat and walk. When I walk this out, it grows in faith. What does faith do? It's the only thing that pleases God. Will you trust me as your source and not these other things? So we enter into this deal. I'm moving forward. We're paying this rent on a monthly basis. I'm stepping forward and we've got 12 months to come up with the proceeds. I'm a long way short. There is no bank that will lend us the money. There is no person that's going to provide. But day by day, God instructed us in what to do. We get 9 months into this 12-month contract. Oh, by the way, we had fires come around the house. We had snow that destroyed so much of the property. There's crazy things in the middle of this. But what has God said? Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. So day by day, we're listening to what he is saying and moving forward with that. It turns into a situation where I'm just like, God, I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm back at that pool of Bethesda saying, there is no one to carry us. And a friend of mine says, Andy, it's like, what are you expecting? Money to fall out of the sky? And I'm like, maybe. And he says, why don't you ask Holy Spirit who you can talk to either get advice or access funds? Maybe it's not a normal way, but this is something that is already within your hand or within your reach. And I'm like, oh no, now I'm confronting all the beliefs, the lacks, the insecurities, the fears, the fear of rejection, the fear of failure. I'm confronting everything of that. But stand up, pick up your mat and walk. So I start to reach out. I hear God just give me some like six different names. First one I call thinking I'm going to lose my friendship. And they say, Andy, if we had the funds, we would do this in a heartbeat, but we're not in a position to help you. What did it do? One, reaffirmed God is my source, not a person. Number two, it deepened my relationship with those people. It didn't reduce it. It actually strengthened it because of how I went about this. That carried on for five different people. Every single one. Relationship got better and stronger, but not a single one could help me. Just the grace of God, day by day, walk and be faithful to do what he's given you to do. The final one, finally reach out and just say, this feels vulnerable. I'm not sure how to do this, but I want to have a conversation about our situation. He gets on the phone with me and we walk this through and he says, so hang on, help me understand why you've gone into this situation to buy a house with funds that you don't have. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm a banker. I've got a background in finance. All I know is that I've been learning to follow the voice of God day by day, and I believe this is what he instructed us to do. I know it doesn't make sense. And this businessman's like, oh yeah, I totally understand that, which is like, you totally don't understand that. But he said, yeah, he did. And he said, well, do this. We went back to the landlord a second time. Sometimes you've got to ask again and ask again and ask again. And finally they say, yes, now we'll do this. And so we go back to the landlord. He agrees to leave a certain amount of funds in, but we're still short a chunk. It's still impossible, but we've made progress. So I go back to this businessman. I'd followed his instruction. I'd followed his wise counsel. Day by day, God's instructing us. And the third call, he says, well, the Lord spoke to me about Psalm 37 today. It's like the righteous shall possess the land. And I'm like, I just want you to confirm to you that you're hearing God. you are hearing his voice. You're in the right place at the right time. Don't second guess that. Don't draw back. Don't shrink back. Don't hold back. You're in the right place. Keep moving forward. Then I'm like, oh, thank you, God, I'm not crazy. Then the second thing he says, and the Lord spoke to me, he says, the righteous are generous and lend, and their children after them are blessed. This is Psalm 37. It says, so I'm going to lend you the balance of funds interest-free indefinitely. What's the point? God has a solution for you where you're at. I don't know about how impossible your situation is, but the key for you is listen to his voice and know that he is your source, not anybody else around you. That one word from God can release the power for you to stand up, pick up what you do have, and day by day walk through the situation. I am in this house today. We are still navigating month by month, week by week. But I know that God has got me here and I can trust him to provide because I've got this history of that. If you turn to the book of Psalms in 78, it tells this story about Israel fully equipped to win in their situation, their business fully prepared to overcome and win whatever they were facing. And it says they turned around and ran in the midst of the battle because they forgot their history from God. Even more so, it says this, that they sinned against God by saying, God can't provide. I'm like, this messes me up. God can't provide. Let's put it into that in recession. God can't provide in an economic crisis or in a wilderness. He can do miracle stuff, but God's not going to provide because I've got to do it in my own ability. When you're stressed and anxious and freaking out, that is evidence that your trust is in your own ability rather than in God. That is saying without saying it. God can't provide in a wilderness. God can't provide in a recession. God can't provide in a global pandemic. That is not true. It says this, for they did not believe God or trust him to care for them. What's the point? Whatever you are facing right now, one, you can believe God that he cares for you. He doesn't just want to like provide your needs, but he literally cares for you. What does that do? That releases in you the confidence to know that whatever you're facing, God cares for you, that you can believe him and trust him, which means if he cares for you, what you are facing right now is not set to destroy you, but it's actually something that he has set that's going to help you navigate through this. If it hasn't worked for good yet, it hasn't finished. But literally, the stand up, take ownership, believe that God is with you and that he cares for you. Number two, pick up your mat. What is already in your hand that you can look around and say, maybe it's within reach. Maybe it's a conversation with a wise counselor. Maybe it's someone that you've asked and they've said no. Maybe it's a bank that said no. Go again. What is it that's already around you? Maybe it's a product that you've been procrastinating and launching because you feel uncertain. It's like that 38-year-old cripple. I don't know if I've got the strength to stand up. Stand up, pick up your mat and walk. And as he walked, the strength came to overcome. What's the point? I am in a house today provided by God himself through different people, through different circumstances, and day by day, he is providing for me. He is my source. I'm leading a team, heaven and business, leading through pandemic, listening for his voice. And he's instructed us to go from in-person events to online events that are working. We're not seeing the fullness of that yet, but we're walking day by day. He's instructing and strengthening us to make the decisions that we need to move forward. This online crash and the server termination, we're making positions and pivots, and it's coming together really, really well till I'm realizing, oh my gosh, this is going to be better than before. What's the point? I can trust him because he cares for me. So I bless you to know that whatever you're facing, God cares for you. You can trust him. Number one, who is your source? If you're recognizing and convicted right now, oh, I've had my confidence in my own ability and someone to provide and a business to provide and this to that, my customers, whatever it is. Oh, I've got to remember, man shall not live by a business deal alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Man shall not live by a government loan, by a whatever it is, someone's benevolence alone, but by the word that comes from God. It's his word that sustains me. He is my source. Who is your source? Realign with that right now. Number two, what do you need? Write it down. Jesus, this is what I need. This is what I need for my business. This is what I need for my family. This is what I need for my relationship. Whatever it is, Jesus standing before you, what is it that you want? Tell him, clear, direct, and candid. He knows anyway, but he's waiting for you to say. And then number three, what is he saying for you to do today? Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. What is in your hand? What can you do? What can you say? God, here's the work of my hands. Now, Psalm 90, verse 17, establish the work of my hands. The horse is prepared for the day of battle. We do the plan. We listen, we adjust, we pivot, but the outcome is from the Lord. So I just bless you with the courage and the confidence and the clarity around hearing his voice, making the decisions that you need to make, and move forward into that.